All right, Mike, let's take a look at one of the hottest quarterbacks in the National Football League, Nick Foles. You see him earlier in the season. Look at this game versus the Dallas Cowboys here. We're going to look at this matchup. You got Shady McCoy. Dallas is in man coverage. Watch this play and how Nick is a little indecisive as to what he wants to do.
Yeah, a little pump there. You know, he's looking at the halfback going down the sideline on that wheel route, and he's got him. And really, you want to just take that shot. You don't even want to think about it. You want to take that shot down the sideline. But what we are seeing is the maturation of Nick Foles in this offense, in this Chip Kelly's offense. And as time progresses, you see him get better and better at making decisions.
Same play here against the Washington Redskins last week. I love his pre-snap recognition. He knows that the Redskins are in man-to-man coverage. His tight ends are covered outside. Ryan Kerrigan locked up with Shady McCoy.
Perfect.
Nick sees this immediately. And he's not even open just yet. He throws him open, basically.
You know, it's a bit of game planning as well as Nick being very smart now and making better decisions with the football. He's got a one-on-one with Shady McCoy on an outside linebacker. That's an automatic.
That's in the pass game. This is in the run game. His first start versus Tampa this year. We talk about the read option and whether or not he fits in this offense. Well, here he is early in the season with a read option. Here's the guy he's watching. This guy comes down. Nick's supposed to come here, not give the ball to Bryce Brown here.
He knows right away that he should pull that ball out because the outside guy, the contained guy on that defense, is already focused on Bryce Brown.
And because that was his first start, defenses had yet to respect Nick Foles' running ability. Same play here a couple weeks ago. This is really the game-ending play for the Eagles. They needed to pick up a first down here to run this clock out. You got Shady. You got the outside linebacker there. That's who Nick is reading. If he goes down, Nick is supposed to keep it. If he steps up here, Nick's supposed to get a ball to Shady so he can hit it in there.
This is a perfect example of Nick maturing in this offense. He sees that pressure coming down on his halfback. He takes it out, runs, picks up the first down, and this really shut down the game for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, here's the misconception about this read option and the quarterback's responsibility in it. You don't need to run a 4-3 to run this offense.
Right.
You just need to be effective and make the right decisions. And every time we've seen Nick Foles run the football, he's typically picking up first down in big yards. I think he can run this offense. What do you think?
He's making very good decisions with the football, and that's the key to running this offense.